You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, we've just got Lyric on the phone with us right now. How are you doing, Lyric?
Kia ora, I'm good. How are you, James?
Not too bad. So you're on your way up to Waitangi with a couple of our other producers. What's the general vibes in the van right now?
I'm with Kalanama, Justin, Sam, Connor. The vibe in the van was pretty immaculate, you know. I thought as the only woman in a group of four other boys, it would be a bit of a long journey, but actually we've got a killer playlist, which is about 12 hours long.
We've had
some Tribe Called Quest, some Radiohead, and it's been a fun journey.
It sounds great. Now, when you get to Waitangi, what sort of events are you expecting to be attending?
We'll be going to the Navy commemoration tonight. And then we'll be at Waitangi, I think, from the dawn service onwards tomorrow. And then we'll be going back to Auckland around 6 or 7.
Sweet, nice short trip. So when you're up at Waitangi, what sort of notable MPs and public figures are you expecting to attend and see around and potentially talk to?
Well, we know Jacinda's already there, Judith, Adama. The Māori Party, we know, aren't attending due to advice from iwi. I think most Māori MPs won't be there just due to local iwi advice, not wanting to spread sickness around, given the current COVID situation. But yeah, I think most people will be there.
Okay, and what sort of topics are you expecting to discuss with those people who are present at Waitangi?
Well, we've had that big thing with Judith this morning about not being able to speak at the Porphyry. So I guess that will be a big topic of conversation this weekend. The new NCA curriculum, where they're trying to incorporate more, I guess, diverse New Zealand history. We're just going to see what the general vibes are. Waitangi, for many people, is a day of celebration and then others a day of grievance. So we'll just see how people are feeling, what's going on. Excited to go to the market area and see if there's any people trying to start up something really helpful and fun for the community. We're just going to go see what is on offer, I suppose.
Okay, and
we're at,
keep going.
Oh, we're just at Ruatekateka right now, sorry. We just went to see the new memorial site, which was unveiled, I think, just a few days ago, on our way to the park. And yeah, we're doing a grand tour of the Northland.
Sounds great. So are you guys expecting to see any protests at Waitangi at all?
I mean, typically at Waitangi there are a few protests. And, you know, as I said, it is a day that is, there's a lot of emotions going on and there's a lot of different feelings about Waitangi. So, yeah, definitely expect to see that. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to some people and let them voice their concerns and their grievances. Yeah, it'll be a different Waitangi just due to COVID and all of that. It's unfortunate that the Māori Party won't be coming and we have to work hard to keep everyone safe, not spread anything around.
Sweet. Well, I am very interested to see what you guys bring back with you back to the station, news-wise.
Me too.
It's going to be a jam-packed week with people from Wednesday Wire, Thursday Wire and Friday Wire all up there right now. So we're going to be getting lots of Waitangi content to put on air for everyone next week.
Next week will be the Waitangi week.
Yeah. Have a great rest of your trip, Lyric, and I will see you when you get back.
I'll see you next week for Friday Wire, James. Have a great Wire show today.
Cheers. Okay,
all
then.
Right.
See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.